While most young teens are playing sports and hanging out with friends, one 13-year-old in the Serbian capital of Belgrade has found a more productive way to spend his time.
My name is Rastko Posesta and I'm 13 years old. I'm a human rights defender from Serbia.
But studying isn't Rasko's first priority.
I'm not really that active in school, you know. I got more focused on my activism, you know, in the field of human rights and political commentary.
It might be more reasonable to say that Rasko is a disciple of democracy, who looks up to role models like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and Julian Assange. In his quaint ground floor flat in Belgrade, which he shares with his lawyer mother, Rasko sits stoically in front of his bookshelf, across from a small, neatly made bed. With his long brown hair, suit coat, and collared shirt, Rasko looks more like a professor of philosophy than a kid who has just reached his teenage years.
Well, I got interested in politics a few years ago, and I started political commentary on the internet mostly, and later I also got involved in human rights activism.
His blog is called Heimatlos, a nod to Friedrich Nietzsche's concepts of homelessness. With lengthy entries added every few days, Rasko reaches a wide readership of activists in Belgrade and beyond.
We're in the information age, and there are much easier and better ways to share your views, to share your thoughts, and so on. And I think that blogging is a great way to do so. There are many supporters, and there are many threats, and so on.
As an outspoken 13-year-old in a politically turbulent Serbia, Rasko has received violent threats for his social democratic views in a country teeming with nationalism.
I have a very strong anti-nationalist sentiment, and that's why some far-right groups actually threatened me.
Written in perfect English, Rasko's blog reads more like a manifesto than a boy's journal, with recent entries including commentaries about the London riots and the anniversaries of 9/11, the Prague Spring, and Hiroshima.
I was concerned with Islamophobia, for example, in Europe, yes, and with the rise of the far right in recent years. The Arab Spring was a very interesting event for me, so I followed it and commented it on my blog.
He's also an advocate for a more open society in Serbia, one that accepts minorities and Kosovo's Declaration of Independence. At the moment, Rasko is launching a human rights NGO called Civic Faction, along with his friend and colleague, Radovan Janadic.
I quickly realized that Rasko is so ambitious person, very clever and brave to fight, and I believe that we will achieve all the goals in the future.
Since their first encounter, Rasko has organized meetings in Belgrade for supporters of Julian Assange and the revolutionaries of Libya. Radovan admits he was already a fan of Rasko's work before they met, as the young activists have been attracting quite a lot of attention, both negative and positive, during the past year.
Oh, it's good for us that young people thinking like this.
Yet being well-read and politically conscious at 13 does have its drawbacks when it comes to finding friends your own age.
You know, I really don't choose my friends by age.
Radovan Janadic agrees.
My opinion that age is not measure of maturity, wisdom, and of humanity. He's unique, of course, but I don't feel something different when I'm talking with my colleagues or my other friends. But he's like us.
I look to the stacks of books laying about on the desk and bedside table. Biographies of Julian Assange and Daniel Ellsberg mixed in with books of a young boy, fantasy and science fiction. So I can't help but wonder what kids his own age think of his work.
Of course, I did get support from people of my age. It's important for them to take part in society actively, because it's important for everyone to take part in society, and young people should be working for their future.
But motivating the youth culture of Serbia is not an easy job, due to decades of economic and social strife and persisting discrimination against minority groups.
I think that young people here can't understand what he's doing. Because most young people believe in nationalism here, and he's a fighter against nationalism, and all of us for thinking is in dangerous position, because we are minorities here, and we try to help our society to understand problems, to understand human rights without discrimination, and of course it is very dangerous here. I said to him, no one can stop us or discourage us by threats.
Their dedication to their cause is evident, so it's not surprising that Rasko wants to continue his work when he grows up.
I think that I'll continue with human rights activism, that's it. Probably I'll get associated with some organization more actively.
Melanie Savchenko, Deutsche Welle Radio, Belgrade.